Section 10. Authoritarianism, not liberal democracy. So far, we have three major themes in the Nazi program: collectivism, socialism, and nationalism. The next question is, how do the Nazis believe this is to be achieved? As early as 1920, the Nazis are clear that they are no friends of democracy, liberalism, or republicanism. They favor strong authoritarianism and centralized power. Point 23 calls for censorship and government control of all newspapers. Point 24 suggests limitations on religions that do not fit the Nazis' goals. Point 25 calls for centralization and unconditional power. Quote, "We demand the creation of a strong central power in Germany. A central political parliament should possess unconditional authority over the entire Reich and its organization in general." Unquote. These points, in combination with the economically socialist points earlier, are to give the government total control over all aspects of society. Throughout the 1920s, the Nazis are unapologetic about wanting to eliminate liberalism, democracy, and republicanism. Goebbels, for example, put it bluntly and publicly, quote, "Never do the people rule themselves. This madness has been invented by liberalism. Behind its concept of the sovereignty of the people hide the most corrupt rogues who do not want to be recognized," unquote. In Mein Kampf, Hitler agreed entirely. Quote, "There must be no majority decisions," unquote. Instead, quote, "The decisions will be made by one man," unquote. So, Goebbels continued, quote, "We shall create a power group with which we can conquer this state. And then, ruthlessly and brutally, using the state's prerogatives, we shall enforce our will and our program." Unquote. Again from Goebbels, quote, "History has shown repeatedly how a young, determined minority has overthrown the rule of a corrupt and rotten majority, and then used for a time the state and its power in order to bring about by dictatorship and force the conditions necessary to complete the conquest and to impose new ideas." Unquote. The Nazis were very clear from the outset what they were in favor of, what they opposed, and how they planned to exercise power once they achieved it. Socialism, nationalism, racial identity and purification, and a strong centralized power to make it happen.